you were part of this game for about 3.5 quarters before they closed out the game with the last 13 points to make it an 18-point game. And I think looking at tonight, a couple of factors there. Long field goal scoring droughts for you guys tonight. And I think another big thing was rebounding.
Yeah, you know, we with their offense, they move the ball quickly. You know, a lot of dribble drive. So if you don't, you know, keep the ball in front of you, you're going to give up something. And whether it's at the rim or a kick out for three, everybody's out of position. So for the most part, you know, I was pretty pleased with their defense. You know, some of the ball screen defense we got lost on, but, you know, they did pretty well. Like you said, for the first, you know, about 3.5 quarters is, and then they kind of, you know, took it to us there at the end. We had to overextend our defense and try to make some plays happen. And they're a good ball team. So, you know, they're going to make a lot of teams pay when they get up like that and teams got to press them. So, you know, I'm pretty pleased, but like, you know, the beginning of the third quarter, I think we went like 5 minutes and we scored 2 points or something like that. So, you know, that can't happen. We just have to be a little bit more selective with some of the things we're doing. You know, I think we settle at times for threes, and then, you know, we had guys over penetrate tonight and get in too deep down low, and then they, you know, they struggle to find guys to get out of it. You know, they turn an open 10-footer into a contested 5-footer, and with their length and their size everywhere, you know, they were able to block a lot of our shots and get a piece of it. And so, you know, we got to have better ball movement. We got to have better player movement because, you know, the ball was moving around, but, you know, our guys weren't always getting to where they were supposed to be. But, again, you know, we'll learn from this. And you know, my guys are downstairs and you know, talk to them. So they're, you know, they're not going to, you know, mope around and pout about this game. They're going to get back after it. And, you know, good thing they get to play tomorrow. So, but, yeah, you know, Trinity made it extremely tough to score. And, you know, the ball's got to move around a little bit more than it did.
Yeah, you're right there. I mean, it's just the second game of the year, too, and play the length. And I think that's something that you're probably not going to see the length like this unlikely the rest of the year there, and it definitely gave you fits, even at the three-point range. And it looked like you guys had some good looks from three-point range. Here comes some of their size. They're just coming out there to block the shot.
Yeah, you know, the Van Landingham kid, you know, is an extremely talented point guard. And, you know, defensively, he's pretty handy, and he gets after you, and he makes you uncomfortable. So you're not able to kind of see some of the openings. And, you know, when you do find a guy, they got a 6'4", 6'5", wing that gets out there and contests a shot. But I thought at times we settled for the three when, you know, the open 10-footer was there to get to. And we didn't, you know, we didn't do that. But, you know, I did think that our guys took a step forward and, you know, at least attempting to get it down to the post. And, you know, and Marshall Parker and Joe, Brand and Jaron, all those guys, you know, got touches when they were in there. So, you know, I was pleased with them looking, you know, for those post players, because anytime the ball goes in there, you know, it tends to collapse the defense, and you got some openings on the outside. But, you know, several things to work on, but we'll get back after.
Well, you mentioned Joe, and it's good to see him be a little bit more assertive taking it to the basket tonight.
No, yeah, for sure. You know, we kind of drew the first play up for him, you know, to get him the ball, and he made a couple plays, and, you know, he got one charge, which I'm fine with that, because, you know, he's being aggressive, and, you know, if you're going to be aggressive, you're probably going to get a charge down there in the post, yeah, you know, throughout a game. And he made a couple other real nice moves, and, you know, Parker was able to find him a couple times and make some moves himself. So, you know, we didn't shoot free throws well when it was still, you know, fairly close there in the fourth. I think we missed the front end of a couple, and then we missed two in a row later on. So, you know, those things happen. You know, you're not always going to make shots. And tonight, you know, we kind of struggled doing that. But, you know, a lot of credit goes to them.
Well, tomorrow night it's Coronado here at home, and they're 1-2 facing Garden City tonight. And somebody new on the schedule that Sky City's never played, so that makes things a little interesting there.
Yeah, you know, we sent some film requests to about three schools, and unfortunately none of them decided to get back to us. But you know, we'll get hopefully we'll get JC's film tonight and break it down and be ready to go. We kind of have an idea of what they want to do, but you know, just to see their personnel will be helpful.
Well, tough loss here, but a good learning lesson early in the season. Coach Brian Gentry joining post game. Thanks as always, and we'll see you tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Adam.